good. Kérdés, English question.
Guru Maharaj, Lord Chaitanya was quite harsh with Chota Haridas. And as far as I'm concerned, my mind is full of lusty desires. What can I expect?
Lord Chaitanya wasn't angry with Chota Haridas because he had some bad thoughts, but because he was a sannyasi, he was in a renounced order of life. And he was, Lord Chaitanya had many grihastha associates who had many children, and he was very affectionate towards them. And it didn't make any difference to him because their ashram, grihastha ashram, allowed association between men and women. And that the Lord accepted. What was disturbing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about Chota Haridas is that Chota Haridas had entered into an order of life where you shouldn't associate closely or intimately with members of the opposite sex. And Lord Chaitanya had detected that Chota Haridas did. And therefore he was a hypocrite. He wasn't acting according to his prescribed duty. So Krishna says, se karma na birata. Everyone should act sva karma api chavikshma. Everyone should act according to the order of life that they've selected. What's a sin for a sannyasi is maybe completely acceptable for a grihastha. So a sannyasi, it's a sin to be alone with another woman. Actually, it's a sin for anyone to be alone with another woman, except for a husband. All others are forbidden. Matra spasa duvitrava. So for sannyasi, he's considered to be fallen if he does something. It's considered illicit. Those are one of the types of illicit sex life, is to be alone with a woman. But for a man, it's natural that he's alone with his wife. There's no harm. So everyone has swadharma. Everyone has their swadharma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's point was that we should all act according to our dharma. If someone finds the renounced order of life too difficult, well, first of all, they shouldn't enter it. But if they do, then they should enter into the grihastha order. There's no bar to spiritual advancement. Grihi vavanite take. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they were all grihasthas. There's no obstruction to either spiritual advancement or spiritual association. Actually, I was just writing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to visit Jagannath Das Babaji because Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a house in Radhakund. So from there he would go and visit Jagannath Das Babaji, who lived at Suryakund, which is just like 7-8 kilometers away. And he would visit him in Suryakund. Jagannath Das Babaji, and there was actually another Babaji there who's also, he was even older, acting in capacity as Shiksha Guru. His name was Madhusudan Das Babaji. And they were very renounced people. But still, they were happy to associate with Bhaktivinoda Thakur, give him Shiksha, give him guidance. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted Jagannath Das Babaji as his Shiksha Guru. So everyone has, yeah, everyone has adhikā. Actually, sometimes Jagannatha Das Babaji's disciples, you know, because everyone recognized that he was a fully realized soul, they would come to him, and they had come to him to learn how to do bhajan, and he engaged them in gardening, working in the garden, because that whole area was a nice garden, and growing vegetables. So they were complaining, we came here to learn all about Smarnam and we end up becoming gardeners. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him that it's all right. In order to do smarana, you have to have a certain purity of heart. And until you get that purity of heart, then better that you do devotional service to the Dham and purify your heart. And then when your heart's purified, then Jagannatha Das Babaji will tell you what other things you can do. So everyone should act according to the level of the purity of their heart, according to their inclination. Most of Lord Chaitanya's associates were all grihasthas, Shivananda Sen, Advaita Acharya. These were all Srivas Thakur, and Lord Chaitanya was sold out to these personalities. And yet, all of them were engaged in certain level of family affairs. They had their children and things like that. But to speak of Krishna himself and Arjuna. So, of course, we need to purify our hearts. But while everyone purifies their hearts, different things are expected from different classes of people. One thing from sannyasis, one thing from brahmacharis, one thing from grihasthas. Something else.
This reminds me, sometimes in emergency situations, I have to take a Mataji with car to somewhere. And in such occasions, well, it's not proper to be just privately with another woman. And in such cases, I ask them and myself also chant Hare Krishna. The holy name is not different from Krishna. Is it okay in such a situation, or still it should be avoided?
No, Atvasparsadhuvitrava Balavan Indriyagraman. No, the Shastra doesn't say if you're alone with a woman, then chant Hare Krishna, it's okay. It says don't be alone with a member of the opposite sex. Women should be alone with men, and men shouldn't be alone with women. Well, I guess that's the same. And that's our Balavan Indira Gramman. And Shastra says that you shouldn't be alone with your sister, with your daughter, with your mother. Caesar raped his mother all the time. Newspapers are full of how fathers abuse their daughters. So that's why even in our Gurukul standards, even actually, the standard is that a teacher should not be alone with the children or with a child. There should always be two adults. Balavan, Indira Graman, because the senses are very Balavan, very strong, India. And more than that, it's Kali Yuga, and it's happening all the time. So, Catholic Church is just reeling from abuses all over the world on the basis of priests who are systematically abusing children. So we shouldn't take the risk. we should learn that this is a principle. Prabhupada would call it, although it's, well, Narada Muni also says it. It's not just Chanakya Pandit who says it, but there's two verses. And so it's scripture. Husband can be alone with his wife. Particularly, that's why if I ever see anyone alone with a child, I just, unfortunately, I immediately become doubtful. And it's not a situation that, it's something that parents need to be extremely careful about, no matter how nice. In fact, I was just talking with someone, I won't mention their names, but they were saying how they knew someone who's actually, had a homosexual orientation, was such a very, very nice person, and sometimes I'd let him take care of their children. I just looked at him and said, "You're crazy." So that's everybody's a nice guy. All people, everybody's a nice guy. The nice guy until you find out nice guys have weaknesses, and then they're not nice guys anymore. So we shouldn't risk it. Hare Krishna.